Officials, modern-day Bonnie and Clyde got married while on California crime spree. By Amy Furr on February 21, 2025. A couple accused of going on a two-week crime spree in California in 2024 are being called the modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. The suspects in the case are identified as Antonio Lamar Bland, 36, and Abigail Lucky, 49, the Los Angeles Times reported Thursday. The pair allegedly robbed 12 stores between January 29 and February 14 of last year, and the newspaper noted that another man has been accused in the case. He was identified as 23-year-old Ronnie Tucker. In a press release on Thursday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California announced that a federal grand jury returned a 12-count superseding indictment charging the three suspects with armed robberies of several stores in Los Angeles and Orange County. The charges against them are one count of conspiracy to commit interference with commerce by robbery, three counts of Hobbs Act robbery, and one count of attempted Hobbs Act robbery, the office said. Bland and Tucker also have been charged with one count of Hobbs Act robbery and four counts of brandishing a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence. Bland also is charged with one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm and one count of being a felon in possession of ammunition, officials explained. The suspects are accused of robbing a smoke shop, 9-7-Elevens in various areas, and two donut shops in Los Angeles and Downey. An image shows the suspects wearing black clothing with their faces covered. The office noted that in the midst of the 12 robberies, on February 6, 2024, Bland and Lucky drove to Las Vegas and were legally married before returning to Southern California for their next robbery on February 8, 2024. However, their spree ended at the donut shop in Downey on February 14, 2024, the office continued. Once the subjects entered the donut shop, one yelled, "Open the cash register." The employee noticed that one of the subjects, believed to be Bland, had what appeared to be a handgun tucked into his front waistband with a handle visible. Fearing that the subjects were going to harm him, the employee ran toward the rear kitchen area from behind the main sales counter. The subjects jumped the counter in pursuit of him. The employee retrieved his own firearm to defend himself. To deter the suspects from attacking him, he fired at least one shot, hitting a wall of the building. When Bland and Tucker fled the building, police saw what was happening. They quickly pulled their car over and found a firearm inside the vehicle with the three suspects. Assistant Director in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Field Office Akil Davis said anytime someone takes a gun into a place of business to rob it, victims are traumatized and there is a potential for tragic consequences. Davis added that if convicted, these individuals face significant prison time. Moreover, the FBI and our partners remain committed to pooling resources, intelligence, and skills that allow us to remain focused on one goal, keeping our communities safe. According to History.com, the two notorious criminals Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow were fatally shot by Texas and Louisiana state police officers near Sales, Louisiana, on May 23, 1934, after a long crime spree. To law enforcement agents, the Barrow Gang, including Barrow's childhood friend, Raymond Hamilton, W.D. Jones, Henry Methvin, Barrow's brother Buck and his wife Blanche, among others, were cold-blooded criminals who didn't hesitate to kill anyone who got in their way, especially police or sheriff's deputies, the site read. Among the public, however, Parker and Barrow's reputation as dangerous outlaws was mixed with a romantic view of the couple as Robin Hood-like folk heroes, the article said.